We are heading into week 6.
Oh, boy.
The ever important, do I start this player? Do I sit them? We're going to give you all the advice you can handle on the show today. Okay, so let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
All righty.
Come on.
Here we is. Here we are.
We here, right here, right now. 1-800-223-9797.
Why do you always say that? Just, you know, I know why, obviously, but listeners are probably like, what the hell is this guy doing?
It's honestly a radio station in New York, and it's just a number. I don't know. I just remember driving to school or going home from school, like, and my mom, like, with my mom in the car, and you just hear it. Be calling number 97, 1-800-223-9797. And that's literally the only radio station number I'll probably ever remember in my whole life.
I think you need to get that tattooed somewhere.
Hot 97.
Says it all the time. Call the number. What does that mean? Call the number.
That's what they say.
Hey, welcome into the podcast. It's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. 14th of October. I am Zach. That is Budaki. Budake like cake. How you feeling? How you feeling this week? We're out of lockdown in Sydney, Australia. Yeah. We've been in lockdown for what, 4 months now? And we're finally out.
4 months, generally. July.
I think July, it was four.
August,
I could be wrong.
September, October. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. About four.
Time flies when you're in lockdown. You know what they say.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know you were talking about getting a haircut, and I can see you haven't gotten one.
I haven't
one.
Gotten it yet.
When is that going to happen?
There's two things. I can either go to my barber that's in the hills, if you don't. The hills means like 40 minutes away, or I can go to another barber, which is just around the corner, that is decent. You know, and I really want to go to my barber that's in the hills so I can feel really good, and then go to the half-ass barber and like just be okay with it so I don't have to travel so far. But I just haven't made the decision yet.
Yeah, in all honesty, I do not trust everyone with my hair.
I don't trust anyone.
And during the lockdown, my wife was like, can I go out? I'm like, no. I'm sorry. No. Mm-mm. No. Yeah. I'd rather just shave my head bald. Just don't trust anyone.
You've done that before.
I have done it before. I'll do it again. Don't make me do it. Mm. All right. We got a good pod, but lots of news to cover. We were not on the podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. Had some things come up, but we are back. And by the way, if you do want to see the trade targets, because we had trade targets, we just didn't get the pod out.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/FantasylandFootball. Our trade targets are up there. And I am really passionate about this week's trade targets. Go check it out. Let's talk about some news.
What is going on here?
Okay, Chris Carson. What's the update on him?
Looks like he didn't practice on Wednesday. He's still dealing with that neck injury.
Yep.
That neck injury, it doesn't look too good right now for Chris Carson. If you're a Chris Carson owner or something like that, it's looking shaky.
Any injury that is going to nag into, you know, the whole season, mm-hmm. it's one that you don't want. I mean, that's why we're going to talk about Julio next, the mm-hmm. hamstring. I mean, these type of injuries, the neck, the hamstring, these things that can linger, you don't really want that for your fantasy player.
Yeah.
And apparently this neck injury he's been dealing with before the season. Like, that's mm-hmm. how long it's been.
Yeah.
Would you be looking at trading Carson? You texted me today saying, hey, bro, are you looking to move on from Carson? And I don't even have Carson. You texted the wrong person. But are you going to try and cash in on this, baby?
I would take the chance depending on your position. I'm not in the best position, but I am still willing to take a chance on Chris Carson. Because if he does come back before Russell Wilson comes back, I believe he's going to be a check down guy. They're going to be utilizing him in the backfield. So it just really depends. I'm willing to take the risk if you are in the right position.
Okay. Speaking of Julio Jones, it looks like he's going to come back from that hamstring injury and he's going to play. We're going to talk about him a little bit later. We got some specific opinions on him, but mm-hmm. it looks like he's going to play. Dalvin Cook, I totally thought they were on a bye week. They're not.
Right.
He returns to practice, which mm-hmm. is great. is he going to play week six? Or could this be one of those things where it's like, well, the bye week is next week. Let's just sit Dalvin. I mean, that would be frustrating, but yeah.
I think that is a possibility. I think if Dalvin has a good full practice every single day for this week, I believe he will play. And then he still gets an extra rest. I mean, they're trying to win, you know. I think they are winning really close games right now, and they need Dalvin, it feels like. But I won't be surprised if they do sit him because of the bye week. Give him an extra week. Give him two extra weeks to rest and then have him come back healthy and full go for the rest of the season.
What's up with TJ, your boy Hawkinson?
Yeah, he did not practice, dealing with the knee issue. It's not looking good for him. I mean, this was a guy that we had him in our trade for. I know that was your trade for target.
Yeah.
It's just not looking good for TJ right now. I'm skeptical. I truly am.
I'm still okay to go trade for him. You know, this is just another, to me, he's going to play. This is one of those things you just play through. I could be wrong, though. Mm-hmm. But this is just more ammo for me to go to the TJ owner and be like, dude, knee injury.
I think
he's been bad. Let's cash in. Let's make a deal work.
Yeah, I think what worries me is that he's actually been dealing with this throughout the whole season so far. And he still hasn't progressed. And maybe that is the result of how he's performing in fantasy. So yeah. I'm skeptical. So
I get that.
We'll see.
Tyreek Hill, knee injury, should not miss any time. He's going to be just fine. Mike Williams did not practice. We don't know why, but it doesn't seem like it's anything too serious. Do you know anything about that? Probably not. Hey, it's kind of an under the radar injury.
It's not. Yeah. So far from what I heard, it's not too like worrisome. Mm. It's just something that I guess they had to report, but they're confident in Mike Williams moving forward.
Damien Harris did not practice either. We'll see what his status is as we kind of get closer to game day. Christian McCaffrey is a game time decision. Matt Rhule says could go either way at this point. I don't know if he plays this week. I don't know. I could be wrong. I just have an inkling with hamstrings. I think this is why Julio's been out for so long. You have got to be 1,000% sure that injury is done and over. Hamstring is so easy to re-aggravate.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Do you think he plays?
I think he does play this week.
Gronk has been ruled out, although there's still talks about him playing. He was ruled out by a...
He's already ruled out.
the source he was ruled out by, people were like, oh, it's someone from ESPN. I think he's ruled out. I don't think he's going to play. I don't think there's a way that he plays. Sterling and Slayton. What's going on with Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton?
They're both back at practice here. Signs look like they are going to play on Sunday against the Rams, which is it's well needed because Daniel Jones hopefully clears concussion protocol, who's also on the injury list. And if both those guys come back with Daniel Jones, I mean, something can happen here.
Yeah. If you have Kadarius Toney, do you want them to sit though?
I'm actually comfortable.
Force targets.
This is the reason why, because Kenny G is going to be out.
Yeah.
So Kadarius Toney is going to be, I think they're going to utilize him the same way. Sterling has experience on the outside. That's what they did with him last year. Maybe they throw him on the outside with Darius Lane on the other side and then Kadarius Toney in the slot. We'll see.
I'll say this, though. If Sterling does go to the outside, I'm not interested in him in fantasy anymore.
No, and that sucks. But I have Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard, so that's a plus side for me.
Yeah, no, it's an okay place to be in.
Well, he won't be there for long. Because if Kenny G does come back, so just FYI.
Yeah, true. All right, there's a lot of bye weeks this week. Atlanta, Saints, Jets, Niners. We're about to get into the shit show of bye weeks until about week 14.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Atlanta, Saints, Jets, Niners. Could be worse next week. It's very bad. There's a lot of fantasy. I mean, I think it's, what is it? Bills, Vikings. I can't remember, but there's a lot of big fantasy names that are on bye weeks. Cowboys next week. I would say you need to start planning for your bye weeks. Okay. Waiver wires can be the best thing for you. Mm-hmm. Plan ahead. Look at next week. I've already done this. That's why I have Elijah Mitchell on a lot of teams. He's going to start for me next week because I have a bunch of people on bye weeks. That's why I have Kadarius Toney. Michael Pittman. You need to plan ahead so you can have guys to slot in for these bye weeks, because it's going to get brutal, people. Thursday Night Football tonight, Eagles, Bucks. Bucks go to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about this matchup in depth, but is there any chance that the Eagles win this game?
No.
Okay.
They're going to have to score, and that's all that matters, because I have Devonta Smith. So it's all about my fantasy team. I don't care about yours.
Well, Dallas Goedert doesn't look like he's going to play. Maybe Zach Ertz is a decent start if you're looking for the waiver wire. And
yeah, we'll see.
He's probably available on your waiver wire. Mm-hmm. So grab him. And if you need desperation tight end play, if Goddard doesn't play, you could play Ertz, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I think so as well. I haven't heard any reports from Dallas Goedert, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Mm. It's hard to get past that protocol on a short week. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Let's get into some matchups here.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Vikings at Panthers. The Vikings are 2-3. Panthers are 3-2. The Vikings should be 3-2. This is a good team. This is actually a good team.
Yeah, it's actually
that last minute missed field goal against the undefeated Cardinals. They should be 3-2. I like this team, especially when Dalvin's back. I think the defense is better.
Yeah, I think so as well. And that's something that you were saying. I was hesitant coming into the season about these Vikings, but yeah, they're looking great. I mean, Kurt is playing out of his mind, in my opinion. I think he's playing really great.
He's playing well. I said, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn. I think that's so lame when I do that. But anyway, after week three, I just said, hey, calm down. Don't trade for Kirk. Don't, you know, give the house. Don't go crazy, because he was like a top five quarterback at that time. Mm-hmm. Since then, week four, 13 points. Week five, 16 points. There's going to be better games. And this is going to look better. I mean, you would have not expected Kirk Cousins against Detroit to only put up 16 points. Anyway, I mean, all that being said, he feels like a decent start. I mean, Carolina's pretty good. Do we know if Gilmore is going to play in this game? Is Stephon Gilmore going to play? Is going to make his debut for this team?
I think it was week seven, if I'm not mistaken, that he was coming and he was going to be active. So if he does play, I don't think I'm hesitant on starting, like not starting JJ or feeling like he's going to be a huge impact.
Yeah, you still start Justin Jefferson. You still start Adam Thielen.
Yeah. So I'm not scared about it.
How about desperation play from Conklin? Is that something that interests you? Not a great week last week.
No.
Or the week before.
Mm-mm.
No interest there.
There's no interest. I mean, I think I'd rather take a shot on somebody else. I'm trying to think of
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz, a Pat Firemouth.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'd rather
I'd rather take a shot on him now that Juju's officially out. They have to get somebody rolling over there. We'll talk about him later.
So outside of Tony Pollard, do you think that the best handcuff in fantasy is Alexander Mattison?
Yeah, right now, yes. He wasn't the best handcuff last year.
He wasn't, but I mean, this year he's been fantastic.
Last year was
in
was
the
that
in
too?
The games that he started, 23 against Seattle and 25 against Detroit, and he's getting the targets. I mean, dude, 8 targets and 7 targets in those games respectively. If Dalvin Cook had a season long injury, would Alexander Mattison be a top 5 running back?
Oh, I mean,
with these targets,
yeah, he. I mean, I don't know about top 5. I mean, I think he can definitely contest with these other guys that are up there, but yeah, I think he can be, you know, a name on the table.
Yeah, welcome to the table. You've made it. Panthers have started well, 3-0. No, lost the last two.
Mm-hmm. It was a bit rough for them.
Last week was bad against the Eagles.
Yeah, that was a huge upset from the Eagles. There, I think no one expected them to win and come up with the upset, but the defense played well. But yeah, the Carolina Panthers 3-2. I still believe in this team. I believe in Sam. It's a talented team. They got Stephon
Gilmore.
Will
CMC be back? That's the big question here. Will we have CMC? I'm not sure. If you do, I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter. You don't play Robbie Anderson anymore, do you? You probably don't roster him anymore.
No, I know. That's what I was gonna say. I saw on the waivers you dropped him. Robbie Anderson. He's done. A guy that, you know, we spoke about a lot in the offseason.
I'll be honest, it doesn't make any sense. How do you give this guy a contract extension before the season? And he's just like, it's like he's not there. I know he's getting targets. Maybe it's on him. Maybe he's just not playing well. He's getting targets. I need to look at what those targets look like. But I just don't get, I love the usage of DJ Moore. But how is Robbie just gone completely irrelevant? It's like he's vanished in midair.
Yeah.
Right now, he's the wide receiver 70. Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if that is an effect of Curtis Samuel leaving and them having... I mean, the thought was he was supposed to play in the slot. Sorry, yeah. Maybe I should switch my thought process. Maybe he's just... Sam Darnold doesn't like to target the person in the slot.
Sam Darnold. Maybe Sam Darnold was like, this is DJ Moore. He's our best guy. I need to find a good wide receiver to hang on to. Mm-hmm. Similar to how Taylor Heinicke hyper targets Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is the best player on the field. Get him the ball. Maybe that's what Sam Darnold is doing with DJ Moore this year.
Yeah, I think so. And I think maybe that's where we messed up on, you know, but Sam Darnold does like to target the slot receiver, but he also loves to target the big body receiver. It's just weird that he hasn't shared.
It's so strange as well because of the connection with Robbie in New York. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's weird. If CMC doesn't play, do you feel comfortable starting Chuba?
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
Good game last week.
He's been decent so far. He's putting up points. He's really putting up points. So
18 last week, 9 before. It's against Minnesota, so it feels like a decent start if CMC's out. Yeah. If you had to give like a percentage chance that CMC plays, I'm going to go 60%.
I'm a little bit higher. I'm like 75, 80. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm around there.
All righty. The 4-1 Green Bay Packers at the 3-2 Chicago Bears. Chicago. Hey, the Bears defense is starting to pick it up. The Bears defense.
Yeah, they're here. They're there.
Looks nice. Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack doing his absolute ting. Packers are the Packers. 4-1. Maybe second, third best team in the NFC.
Yeah. I mean, you can't stop them. I was actually just watching a video about Davante Adams last night, his route running.
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece with just like him coming up and how he struggled when his first year he got injured and all this other stuff. But yeah. You start A-Rob, you start Aaron Jones, you start Davante Adams.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You start A-Rob?
Aaron Rodgers? A-Rob?
Who calls Aaron Rodgers A-Rob?
A-Rod. Rod? Rob? Rob?
Oh, A-Rod. When people say A-Rod, I think of Alex Rodriguez. Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, my bad. I mean, you said A-Rob, I was like... Allen Robinson, are we going to have that conversation? Are we starting him? Well, I mean, let's just have the conversation. Wide receiver 60 on the year. Do you have any confidence starting Allen Robinson?
No, not at all. It's terrible. This is a terrible, terrible situation if you are Allen Robinson.
I think this is the worst draft pick of the year.
Maybe I should jump on a call with Allen Robinson once again and just say, hey, man, what's actually going on?
I'll be honest with you. Allen Robinson hasn't been the same player since you talked to him.
No, he hasn't. And that's okay. I mean, you spoke to him too. So maybe he hasn't been the same player since you spoke.
No, I didn't speak to him. I didn't speak to him. You know that's true. Only you spoke to him.
Who'd you speak to?
He wouldn't answer my call. Right. Little known fact, Badaki has had a conversation with Allen Robinson. He absolutely choked.
Yeah.
Like, do you think about weather when you think about cities?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Because he was still a free agent at that time, remember? And you were like trying to ask him like, oh, do you think about weather or like where you can win? Like, is it lifestyle or where you can win?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lifestyle, weather. I mean, I guess the weather can fall into the category of lifestyle. But I didn't specifically say, hey, do you care about the weather where you play football or like do you just want to win?
Can you drop Allen Robinson at this point?
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Purely because...
Is it name value, though? I mean, what's the difference between Allen Robinson and Robbie Anderson at this point? Do you know what I mean? Mm. How is that any different other than the name value?
I don't know.
Maybe you could trade Allen Robinson for something? Maybe that's why you hold on hope?
Because you hope that he has one crazy game and he's like, oh shit, Allen Robinson's back. Maybe something clicks. Allen Robinson is back. But he hasn't been targeted at all besides week one. Mm. Other than that, it's just been...
it's been rough.
Kaputs.
I don't think you can start him. I think you agree. But Damien Williams seems like a must start against the Packers. Mm-hmm. You know what? Khalil Herbert had a nice role last week.
Yeah.
I feel like that role was because of the game script, though. I think that was heavily game script. In that game, the Bears were up the entire game. And it was clear that they weren't unleashing Justin Fields. They just wanted to run the clock out.
Yeah.
And allow their defense to play good defense. I'm not so sure that Khalil Herbert is going to get that type of workload going forward. But regardless, he's definitely worth the stash at this point, right?
Yeah, he's definitely worth the stash. I think, you know, they don't want to stress out, you know, Damien Williams. So I think what they need to do is continue to do what they did last week. It was successful. I mean, they both had a good game. 18 touches for Khalil Herbert, 75 yards. So that's pretty decent. Yeah,
not bad. The issue is this dude's not getting any work through the air, and I don't see that changing. So he's going to have an amazing game on the ground for it to ever return value as a starter, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So that really limits him. And I also think on the goal line, they're going to give it to Damien. You can start Damien. I don't think you can start Mooney or A-Rob going forward. I don't think you can start Fields. Mm-hmm. Maybe Damien Williams is the only guy you can actually start on the Bears.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another guy.
That's crazy to say. It's only one person right now. I mean, are you trading for Mooney in hopes that Justin Fields picks it up?
I think this is a great time to trade for Mooney in Dynasty.
Right.
And I tried to send trades out last week for Mooney, and no one bought. No one was like, yeah, let's do it. I felt like I sent good trades. Rondale Moore was in one of those trades. And right. People just didn't buy on it. They're like, no, I'm going to hold Mooney. I still think if you feel that way, you have to hold on to him and see what the return's going to be at this point. Because if people were hitting you up last week, the value's only gone down.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hold on to Mooney.
I agree.
Packers, I almost said A-Rod again. Aaron Rodgers. You start Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, he's so good. Davante Adams. Just different.
Great guy.
Do you start him?
No.
No.
You can't. You actually can't.
How about Aaron Jones? You start this guy?
No. You actually can't. You can't.
Can't start these guys.
These guys is not... we're not starting him, guys. Let's just move on.
Okay. The 3-2 Raiders at the 3-2 Broncos.
Divisional game here.
It doesn't feel right to continue without saying that was a joke.
No, it is a joke.
You start those guys. Divisional game. Raiders at Broncos. It's going to be interesting because the Raiders, obviously, everything that came out this week... new interim head coach, if you will. Not a head coach. They haven't named a head coach, but interim head coach. Do you think that this is going to change the offense at all? Rich Bisaccia. I don't know if I say that correct, but he's been a special teams head coach his entire career, decades in the NFL, mostly under John Gruden. I'm under the side that this doesn't change the offense at all because the offensive coordinator is the same. It doesn't make sense for them to implement a new game plan under a coach who has only ever done special teams.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what the Giants are right now, essentially, but at least the coach that was special teams. But, you know, I don't think this actually changes the offense.
Yeah.
I think at least from what I can say right now, I really don't know, but I would stick with, I don't think it's changing. They're going to continue to go with the fundamentals. They know who their weapons are. You know, maybe
if anything, just to jump in, if anything, mm-hmm. maybe Waller gets like hyper targeted from now on.
My gut feeling is Bryan Edwards.
That could make sense.
Because I mean, you drafted this guy, you want to utilize him. I mean,
are you willing to sell Renfro high then, if that's the thought process?
I'm still trying to trade for Renfro. Or at least I was. But like, I know Bryan Edwards is in a lot of leagues right now. You could probably pick up and just stash him for the week.
See what happens.
But I mean, if you don't have the spot, don't really stress about it. I mean, I don't think he has the opportunity right now to finish in the top, you know, 25, 35, to be completely honest. So
no.
Well, he could be a Hail Mary moving forward.
Derek Carr, I think you should sit him. Probably not going to start him unless you're in two quarterback league. Josh Jacobs, I think if you have him, you have to start Josh Jacobs. I don't see a scenario. He's obviously getting the work. Like, Peyton Barber's not involved. It's Josh Jacobs' show. What that's worth, I don't know. But you have to just close your eyes and start him at this point.
Yeah.
Darren Waller has slightly... I have Darren Waller in a league, and I don't feel let down. I don't think that's the right way to look at it. But I definitely feel a little bit robbed at this point. Like, he's a tight end 5 on the year. Since week 1, he had 26 points. Since that time, he hasn't scored over 15. Yeah. I feel like I was drafting a guy who was getting me 20 points weekly. That's what it felt like I was doing. And as of right now, I'm slightly disappointed in my pick of Darren Waller. I'm not selling him at all. Like, he's not moving anywhere from my team. He's not going away from my team. He's going to be on my team for the rest of the year. But do you know what? I just kind of feel like let down a little bit. I don't know.
No, I completely agree. I mean, he is getting targeted, though. I think he leads the tight end position in targets. So he's getting the work.
Just quickly, though, week 1, he got 19 targets.
Yeah.
It's hard not to lead tight ends and targets when in 1 week you got 19. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, a lot of tight ends don't even have 19 on the year. But yeah, I mean, you're right. He hasn't gotten under 7. You obviously want Darren Waller on your team. I just think maybe the Darren Waller owners might feel the same. And I have tried to trade for Waller in other leagues. I still believe in him. I've tried to go and trade for Waller in other leagues because I know how I feel. And I imagine other people might be feeling the same way.
Yeah, I do. I do agree. And I think that's why I'm always so hesitant to draft the Wallers, you know, the Kittles, the Mark Andrews. It's either Travis Kelce or I'm taking the gap. Because I think if you listen to our trade four targets, that's why I was saying about Dalton Schultz. I mean, yes, he's currently tied at number 4 and he's getting targeted and he's being a little bit consistent. But why not trade a Darren Waller? Maybe when he goes off one game and then get value well in places that you need, because I think this tight end position is going to go up and down the whole year. It always does. It goes up and down. So, like,
I agree. I don't see a way Waller doesn't finish top 3. I don't see a way he doesn't return the value either. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
So I get it. As a Waller owner, I'm disappointed, but I still think he's going to return that value at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree. And I think if you want to do what I'm saying.
I'm still not sold on Schultz, I have to be honest.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I would rather do. I would rather trade a TJ and get a Schultz or a Waller. If I were to trade Waller, I'm going for like a running back, you know, a running back that I need.
Yeah.
You know, and then, hey, take Waller, give me a low, you know, a low RB1, high RB2 running back. And then it helps my team in general.
Yeah.
All depends.
Broncos side of the ball. Teddy's back. And it's great for Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton. Both of these guys are startable assets moving forward. Cortland Sutton looked good. Tim Patrick looked good. Until Jerry Jeudy comes back, it's very clear. Patrick and Sutton are startable assets. Do you agree?
Yes. There's no doubt about it. You have to start them.
Teddy, can you start Teddy as a streamer this week against the Raiders?
I like Teddy. I've always liked Teddy. What's Teddy right now? Let me double check where Teddy's at. But I do like Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, he did miss.
Speaking of while you're checking on that, what is he?
QB 25 right now.
25. Speaking of slightly disappointments, I mean, Noah Fant. After, you know, the first couple weeks, I think people were sold. I still think he's been fine. I think Fant's been fine. And the snap percentages are there. Targets are up and down. But I think this is a guy you might want to trade for on the low right now. People are, you know, that 5-point game, the 3-point game in week 3. I still think he's got 10 to 20 point upside every week. And I don't think you have to going to pay too much for him. But anyway, you start him this week, right?
Yeah, you have to start Noah Fant. Once again, the same thing. I would trade him away, get a guy that is lower costing in a sense, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, 100%. All right, at the running back position, we have Javonte Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Start of the week for us, Javonte Williams. Melvin Gordon dealing with some injuries. He's been dealing with some injuries all year long. In my humble opinion, I think watching these games, Javonte Williams looks by far the superior back. He extends plays. every single yard he is working for.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to tackle this guy. I think there's a change coming. The reason he's the start of the week, I think that change could happen this week. I think we could see a 65-70% split for Javonte Williams this week. I think you could start him as a flex. And if you have him, you probably have to at this point, but he is a start of the week for us. By the way, Raiders give up the 10th most points to running backs. So
it makes sense. You know, Javonte Williams, this is the time that we said, you know, if week 5, week 6, week 7 is where we're going to see the true turn and the true, you know, handoff of the running back position to Javonte Williams around this time. So it's definitely an option. One, because Melvin looks like, well, Melvin didn't practice today. Okay. He had a leg. Yeah. He's dealing with that leg injury. We're going to see if he does practice. And if he does practice in a limited fashion, that means Javonte Williams could be getting the majority of the workload. And if he shows out and goes crazy, of course, they're going to continue to start Javonte. We both love Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
I love the flex.
And I don't see a way that if he gets a workload, he doesn't go crazy. He's been so good with what they've given him so far.
Mm.
I know people think I'm a hater of Melvin. I'm not. I'm just in love with Javonte Williams.
Why not Melvin?
I mean, this is why. Hey, guys, just quickly, we want to let you know, if you want any specific advice, if you want a direct line to Badaki and myself, the Fantasy Hotline is available. If you support us on Patreon, patreon.com/fantasyland, fam,
come on.
The Close Friends Plus tier unlocks that direct line to us. At any point, you can ask us for advice through a DM and we'd hit you back. Thank you so much to everyone who is supporting us. Again, patreon.com/fantasylandfam if you want some more direct advice. All right, the 4-1 Chargers at the 4-1 Ravens. Wow, this has got to be the game of the week.
This is something special. This is a game I'm going to be watching. I wish I had somebody. At least, like, I mean, I do have players on this team, but like, I wish I had them in like my big, big money leagues so I can like watch it and cheer on.
I got a lot of invested players in LA. The Chargers this year.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I feel like every single person on the Chargers is a must start now.
is that true? I don't know. I mean, who do you, maybe the tight ends, you say? I mean, Herbert, 50 bomb last week. Eckler, he's the running back 2 on the year so far. A my guy, little brag. Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen has not lived up to expectations, but he's still top 3 in targets. You start him. It's going to turn. Mike Williams is what? Is he the wide receiver 1 on the year? Let me double check.
Yeah, I don't think he. I think he is actually. Nah, he's Mike wide Williams. Receiver 2.
Wide Cooper receiver Cup 2 on Cup the year.
Still number 1.
He's wide receiver 1 in standard leagues. Wide receiver 2 in PPR. Jesus, I mean, is this going to continue?
Mike Tagliere knew what was happening. R.I.P.
Yeah,
he loved Mike Williams. Genuinely loved him. He was just like, I don't know. He was like, I don't understand why the fantasy community does not see what I see in Mike Williams.
I didn't see it. Tags did.
Yeah.
RIP Tags. Does this continue? Do you think so?
I mean, it has to. We saw, you know,
the targets, hey. It's just like, how does it not with the targets?
We saw a dud game last week. We were all concerned. And he had his best game after that. And that's exactly what we needed to see coming off of that, I guess, that dud of a game.
16 targets.
Mm-hmm. 165 yards. 2 touchdowns.
Crazy. I just don't understand if you're a defensive coordinator. I just don't get how this happens with some players. Do you know what I mean? Like, this guy always beats people down the field for touchdowns, long bombs. How do you not just, that's what you stop?
Yeah.
Like, it just baffles me how people haven't figured this out yet. I mean, Mike Williams looks like a star. Could he finish top 5 this year? I mean,
he's on pace.
Does that feel like a possibility? Top 5?
I think right now he's guaranteed top 10. Feels top like 5. It. We just got to wait and see what's going to happen with good old Mikey.
Big shout out to you because you predicted, it was a bold take on the AFC West podcast preseason. Mm-hmm. You predicted this team to go 13-4, the Chargers. I told you were crazy. They're 4-1 and they look fantastic. This is maybe, I don't want to say they're the best offense in the NFL because there's so many teams that could claim that spot, but they are a top 3 offense. I don't think you can deny that. Top 5, top 3.
Yeah, I definitely do believe it. I mean, this team is extremely talented. The defense is extremely talented. You cannot disregard.
Offensive line, bro.
Yeah, you cannot disregard these charges. Something special is happening here.
Can you start any tight end? I don't think you can, no. But I just wanted to ask you.
No, you can't. Okay. Jared Cook has been up and down, but, I mean, just stray away from him at the moment.
All right, on Monday Night Football, we saw something absolutely spectacular. No, spectacular depending on if you own these players or not. If you were facing them, it kind of ruined your week. But if you had Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, or Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, but a Hollywood.
You might have thought going into the week, I have no chance to win this game. That might have crossed your mind. I've heard stories of people being down 120 points going into Monday Night Football. Wow. And they had Lamar, Mark Andrews, and Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Wow.
And they end up winning by like 3 points. The amount of rage that would fill my body if I was up 120 points going into Monday Night Football. And then, and by the way, if you watch this game until halftime, you're like, GG's, I won. It's over. Like, it's it.
Actually,
though. And then you wake up and you're like, how the hell? Oh my God. Hollywood Brown right now is a top 6 wide receiver in PPR formats. I still think Bateman might change that, but I'm not afraid of Marquise Brown anymore. I think you can maybe trade for him and start him going forward every week.
Yeah, I love Hollywood. And you know, that's something that I was just going to say. I think Bateman, yes, he will come and take some targets, but I don't think it's enough to make Hollywood, you know, to really drop his value tremendously. Hollywood Brown is currently the wide receiver 6 in fantasy right now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's actually fantastic. I love what he's doing. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think he has the third most touchdowns amongst wide receivers currently behind Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp. So I like Hollywood Brown. This is somebody that I'm trading. He should have been on my trade for, but it's hard because you're gonna get hype.
It's so hard to trade for him right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but
if you're trading for him right now, you're paying a premium price, and it better work out. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Andrews was just so mediocre before. I mean, he's been okay. 5, 10, 15, 10 points through week 1 to 4.
Yeah.
And then he puts up 41 points in week 5, and he's now the tight end 2 in PPR formats. Oh my God. This is the tight end position.
There it is. That's what I'm saying. You know, like, you can have that boom or bust game. And I think that's where I'm finding it to be so difficult to have these higher tier tight ends because find someone that has consistency in the position, like, once again,
in the same breath. I get it, but don't you think it's fair to say that, like, Mark Andrews, where you drafted him, you're not disappointed? Like, I know, like I said with Darren Waller and Mark Andrews, there's been some 10, 15, 10 point games again. Like, that has been there, but I still don't think you're disappointed if you drafted these guys right now, especially considering, like, how hit or miss the tight end position is.
Yeah, I mean, in an offense like Mark Andrews, knowing that, like,
obviously, if you have Dalton Schultz and you picked him off the waiver wire, that's the ideal scenario. You know, you didn't go tight end in the draft.
Yeah, exactly.
But same if thing you with drafted Dalton these Knox. Guys, yeah, if you drafted these guys, I don't think you're disappointed.
Yeah,
I agree. Who wins this game? It's at Baltimore.
I have to go the Chargers. It's just too talented.
I think the same thing about the Ravens because I keep saying no, the Chargers. I mean, I'm like, well, damn, I mean, how do you stop Lamar right now? Chargers defense is maybe the underrated factor in this game.
On 1,000%. And I think that's the difference. What's the cornerback? Verrett on the Ravens. I don't know his first name. Yeah, he has dreads, red tips. It's weird. Sounds weird to say. But, like, I'm pretty sure he's a rookie and he's not doing anything. He can't do anything. He's either going to be guarding Mike Williams or Keenan Allen. And red tips.
You can't trust them, bro.
Yeah.
Can't trust the red tips.
I just think that, like, that's the difference maker.
Yeah.
That's truly all is. Right.
The 5-0 undefeated Arizona Cardinals at the 3-2 Browns. It's in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Is this the first loss the Cardinals take this year? Do you think this is the first L of the year?
I want to say Can we say upsets? Because I know we usually save it.
Yeah, can say your upset.
This is my upset. The Browns over the Cardinals. They're playing at home, 3-2. The Browns put up so many points against the Chargers. They were going blow for blow with the Chargers. They can do the exact same thing here with Kyler Murray, but he's also injured. He has, a shoulder injury, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think it affects him. It really does affect him. And this run defense is good. I think they're going to stop Chase Edmonds and James Conner. And, you know, the front four is nasty. It's nasty. I don't know. That's all I can say.
It's so hard to find true upsets, to be honest. Because, like, when I think about this, if the Browns won it, it wouldn't surprise me, you know? I guess the consensus is Cardinals would win. Upsets are just really hard to define this year. Like, it just feels like the good teams, like, the Chiefs are 2-3. They're never an upset if they win, though, you know what I mean? The Browns are 3-2. They're still an amazing team. But, yeah, I could definitely see the Browns winning this game. Kyler Murray, you start him, even though he's injured. You start him. Even though it's a great defense, you start him. Chase Edmonds with an absolute freaking dud of a game. I was trying to think of something smart to say. But it wasn't good last week, and there was a fumble. Do you still trust Edmonds going forward, though?
Yeah, you still have to trust Edmonds going forward. I mean, you have to start him. I think he's a good start. Not in this game, but just in general. Like, he's a good, you know, low-end RB3, middle of the pack RB3 that you probably got. Yeah. I like Chase Edmonds rest of the season, personally.
Yeah, and James Conner.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit. Mm-hmm.
This is our sit of the week, okay? James Conner's fantasy life this year has been completely based off of touchdowns.
Yep.
He's the definition of a boom or bust player. The Browns allow the fifth fewest points to running backs. Check this out. Check this stat out. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do a deep dive into how James Conner is getting these fantasy points. He's put up 57.5 PPR points this year. Okay. 57.5. 30 of those points have come from touchdowns. 30. More than half of his fantasy output is purely from touchdowns. That is not sustainable. I know it's an amazing offense, but Kyler Murray is going to vulture a lot of these touchdowns, and Chase Edmonds is going to get his opportunities. Yeah. Right now he has 5 touchdowns in 6 weeks. I don't see a way James Conner continues this. I don't see a way he ends the year with 16 touchdowns. I could be wrong. He is a sit of the week for us this week. If you have him, you might have to start him, but would you agree, Badaki, that you would lean towards sitting him, or do you feel comfortable with it? Because I put that list together there.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable sitting James Conner. Yeah, I'm not comfortable starting James Conner. I'm definitely sitting him. I'm glad that he's going against these Browns, because I'm actually playing against James Conner, so I need him to do terrible. And just as a heads up, if you have James Conner, do not start him. I think this game is going to be won through the air for the Cardinals. If there's anyone that you should start, it probably should be one of these wide receivers, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you look at last week, right? San Francisco, James Conner, 10.7 fantasy points, but 6 of those points came through a touchdown. He would have 4.7 points last week if that touchdown didn't come through. But anyway, you were talking about the wide receivers before I interrupted you.
No, that's all I'm going to say. Like, I think if you want to stray away from James Conner and you do have one of these wide receivers, you know, obviously D-Hop you start, but Rondale Moore and A.J. Green, once again, I think this game is going to be one in the air, in my personal opinion.
You would start any of those wide receivers over Conner?
Yeah, in a Hail Mary situation, absolutely.
Maybe it's time to sell James Conner high. He's the 17th running back in standard, 26th in PPR. If you can sell James Conner, I am all aboard selling him. It will look so terrible when those touchdowns aren't there. Trust me. The Browns. I did not think the Browns could score that many points last week.
And it wasn't even like they scored that many points. It was the run game. Like, it wasn't even like anyone called a touchdown besides
David Njoku. It's not like Baker was like going crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I was really trying to say. Like, they were running the ball, bro.
Yeah. I mean, on the other side, Herbert went crazy, but I mean, Baker had a good game, 23 for 32, 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. But you're right. 161 yards for Nick Chubb on the ground, 61 for Kareem Hunt, 2 touchdowns for Hunt and 1 for Chubb. I mean, it's all, what, could you imagine, by the way, could you imagine if I told you and you had no idea about this game, you didn't know any of the stats, you didn't know who performed, I told you, hey, the Browns put up 42 points today. What would you guess OBJ's point output would be for fantasy? Say at least 15, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, he got at least 15 points, right?
Mm.
3 points.
Unlucky.
Sorry, four points.
He missed, to be fair, Baker Mayfield missed a wide open OBJ, broken coverage and everything. Overthrew him. I'm pretty sure it was this one. It was overthrew him.
Okay.
And it was bad.
I think you trade OBJ for the name value if you can.
I could be wrong. I wonder if that was a game before, but if I remember correctly,
I think I remember the play you're talking about. I think that was 2 weeks ago, but okay. I could be wrong. Okay. I could be very wrong. Yeah, OBJ, man. Can you start him? I don't think you can start him against Arizona.
I'm not starting OBJ. No.
Yeah. Trade him or do you just, man, let's just kind of see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think I'm waiting to see when Jarvis gets back and to see if I like his value then.
Okay. Who wins this game? You have the Browns upsetting. I think the Browns upset as well. I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
All right. The last matchup we're going to cover, the 4-1 Cowboys at the 2-3 Patriots. This could be upset alert as well. I mean, you can never count out Bill Belichick. The Cowboys, I've said this before, but I mean, I just think they're a top five offense in the NFL. I know I keep saying offenses are top five, and then, I mean, there's like 10 people in the top five, but the Cowboys are an elite offense, and they can beat you any way they need to. You're going to stop the run? That's fine. We've got 3 stud wide receivers, including our tight ends. You're going to stop the passing game? That's fine. We have 2 stud running backs. We'll run it down your throat. I mean, they can beat anyone any way. I'm worried about the Cowboys this year, even postseason.
I really hope that I die before the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. I don't want to live in a world where the Cowboys win the Super Bowl in my lifetime and say, I'm pretty sure, when was the last time the Cowboys won? Because it probably was in my lifetime, but I just wasn't.
You just weren't aware.
I wasn't aware, which I'm happy for.
Yeah, I mean, look, Badaki is down bad right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't need friends. They disappoint me.
So, obviously, we think the Cowboys are going to win this game. Dak Prescott's been a star. Zeke, been a star. Injury, doesn't matter. He's going to play. CeeDee Lamb definitely has not lived up to expectations. You still start him. Mm-hmm. Amari Cooper, on and off, has been okay.
Start him.
Dalton Schultz, been fantastic.
I think you start him.
Mm-hmm. How about Pollard? Can you start him?
I'm starting Pollard over James Conner.
Right, in that scenario. It's a desperation play, though.
Yeah, 100%. It's not like a smash start, but it's definitely... The Patriots are a good defense, though. I mean, you saw what they did to Tom. They can definitely hold the run game, so we need to wait and see. Maybe Pollard gets utilized in the air.
So, I agree Patriots are good defense. What the hell happened last week, then? Do you know what I mean? Like, how did Davis Mills just destroy this Patriots defense?
I think we
entered that game was actually streamed from an alternate universe. The multiverse was active and it was a different universe entirely where the Houston Texans are actually like the Patriots in that universe.
Bro, Davis Mills was probably Bill Belichick's kryptonite.
Yeah, David Mills or Davis Mills. I mean, he is the new Eli Manning, if you will.
Oh, come on. Talk it up.
I don't know. Can you start Damian Harris? I don't know if they trust him. I do not want Damian Harris on my team. I'll say that. I mean, if you could trade him, I don't want him on my team anymore. I would rather have other options.
I trust Damian. I don't trust him this week. I'm starting other people over him. It all depends on who you have on your team. But if I'm in not a desperation, if that's the only guy I have on my team, I'm starting him, hoping he at least gives me 8 points. But it's definitely a sit because the Cowboys are currently decent at the run game right now. So,
You know what's weird about Harris is like he's been a good football player most of the time, but he's not been good for fantasy at all. I mean, running back 42 on the year, mm-hmm. his highest output so far in a single game, 13.5 points. If you drafted Damian Harris, you're disappointed that you drafted him. Let's be honest.
What's frustrating about Damian Harris is that when he does something good, he's not necessarily rewarded with it with more touches.
Yeah, it's like that's the Bill Belichick way. It's just like, it is what it is.
Oh, bro, you score a touchdown? Like, you had a really good drive? Awesome, man. Like, we're going to now throw the ball.
Yeah.
No.
It is what it is. Jacoby Myers, 31, wide receiver 31 on the year. He's been good. The targets are there. I think you could start him against Dallas. I think this team's going to be able to score, and they're going to need Jacoby. Do you agree?
100%.
It kind of, I feel like he's going to have a similar game that he had in week 4 against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
12 targets, 8 receptions, 70 yards. Still has not found the end zone.
No, not yet.
He's not caught a touchdown in his whole career, fortunately. Do the Patriots have any chance to win this game? I guess quickly, before you answer that, Hunter Henry or Jonnu, can you start either of these guys?
One of these guys. It's going to be a toss-up. You can start these guys, but, I mean, just expect them not to score any points.
Yeah. Hunter Henry's been pretty decent, though. It feels like he is the red zone option compared to Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
But
still,
you're
not utilizing Jonnu the right way still, in my opinion.
I don't get it. I wish Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith signed somewhere else. Like, what did you spend this money for? I don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't
either. It makes no sense at all. All right. Those are all the matchups we're going to go into depth on today's podcast. But as always, we always give you our Hail Mary matchups. Guys who are a desperation play, throw up the prayer, see what comes down. It could be big. It could be nothing. Hail Marys.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
All right, with the rest of the matchups, we are going to give you one player. Like we said, desperation, Hail Mary start. I'm going to go first. The 2-3 Seahawks at the 2-3 Steelers. Alex Collins. Assuming Chris Carson is not playing, Alex Collins is my start. But if Carson does play, I'm going to switch that to Pat Freiermuth. This is a guy who could put up 2 touchdowns in any game. Seems like Big Ben likes to find him in the red zone. Freiermuth, it's a definition in the tight end position of a Hail Mary play.
The 1-4 Dolphins at the 0-5 Jaguars. You know, this one's difficult, but I think if Tua plays, this is a Hail Mary. This is in London, by the way.
So yeah.
There's always something.
London.
Oh, London, Bob. I think we got the Jordans going to go see them as well. Ooh. Tua could be back this time. If he's not there, then Jacoby Brissett. It's not exciting, but it's a Hail Mary.
I love it. The 2-3 Chiefs at the 2-3 Washington football team. The Chiefs are going to absolutely torch our asses. But this is actually a start of the week for me. I might as well put it in right now. Ricky Seals-Jones. Last week, he ran the second most routes of any tight end. The Chiefs are going to be able to score a ton of points. And it feels like Ricky has stepped into that Logan Thomas role out of necessity. Curtis Samuel is injured. I could see a stat line, 6 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Start Ricky with confidence.
The 4-1 Rams at my 1-4 Hurts Giants. I'm still going to go with Danny Dimes here. He's going to come back. He's going to play great, hopefully.
I love it. I love the conviction.
He's going to do something. If he's healthy, I just wish he didn't get hurt last game. I truly wish he did not get hurt. Anyways.
The 1-4 Texans at the 1-4 Colts. My desperation Hail Mary, Zach Pascal. And you're hoping for a touchdown there. He's had the most touchdowns of any wide receiver. Maybe it continues in this game.
3-2 Bengals at the undefeated crying Lions. See Dan Campbell crying, unlucky.
You mean only defeated, but yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Love it.
Something special is happening there. This is a guy that I love coming in into this season. He's getting targeted right now. Pick him off of wave wise and start him in a flex.
I like it. Hey, guys, did we miss a player that you want to ask a specific question about? Maybe a specific scenario?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we go live on YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/fantasylandfootball and twitch.tv/fantasylandfootball. We go live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Correct.
Feel free to join us. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Feel free to join us and drop your specific questions in the chat. I want to quickly mention my other starts of the week.
Okay.
You can see this full video on YouTube. It's released. It'll be released very soon if it hasn't released yet.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it will be released at this point. YouTube.com/FantasylandFootball. Starts of the week at the quarterback position, I went Taylor Heinicke. A little bit of a homer, maybe, but the Chiefs give up the most points at the quarterback position. I think that the Washington football team are going to have to score a ton of points to even have a chance in this game. At the running back position, James Robinson. Start of the week, every team is running all over Miami, and the Dolphins give up the second most points to running backs since week three, Badaki. James Robinson is a running back 9.
Wow.
I got two more starts of the week. Is that okay?
Go for it, brother. Come on.
Emmanuel Sanders, averaging just under 20 PPR points per game since week three. He's taking all the targets Cole Beasley had last year, but he's also getting the end zone targets. Washington football team give up the most points to wide receivers. He's not playing the Washington football team, I'm sorry. But it's a great matchup for him. I don't know why I said that. And then Chase Claypool. Juju's done for the year. Seahawks gave up the most points, fourth most points. All you need is one deep ball catch from Chase, and he's going to return value for you. We talked about sitting James Conner. I also went sit Julio Jones. I don't know if you agree with me on that one. So I guess to end the show, we'll talk about that. Do you agree sitting Julio Jones? I'll make my case, and then I'd love to hear from you on it. The Bills, they allow the fewest points to wide receivers. Last week, Tyreek Hill shut down. I mean, just completely irrelevant. This hamstring injury really worries me. I would prefer to use the wait and see approach. I would ask anyone who's a Julio Jones owner, ask yourself this question and ponder it. Would it surprise me at all if Julio Jones left this game with an injury and didn't come back? Would it surprise me? Do I want to bet my week on that? I don't know, because I know the other side. I've been waiting on Julio to play for so long. How do I not start him? I would love to hear your thoughts on this, Badaki.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that's kind of where I'm at right now currently. You can start Julio in a desperation. You know, let's say you have a bye week, you have Calvin, you have to start Julio and hope right. that he gets hyper targeted. I do believe this team is going to play from behind. Tying against the Bills, Josh Allen should be running all over them and throwing all over them. So for me, I think it's not a terrible start just purely because...
Yeah, he's Julio Jones.
He's Julio Jones. And if he is going to play, he's going to play. And he's also played through injury. So it's in the medium. It's in the gray area for me. But I do agree that like it's hard because the Bills do give the fewest points to wide receivers. So I definitely want to avoid. But if I need to, I need to start Julio.
I like it. I'm trying to avoid him if I have him. Man,
I do agree with you, though.
So like frustrating.
How it won't be surprising he goes in and then he's injured. It's like, oh, typical. Yeah.
Like, the game's just started and it's first quarter. Oh, Julio's out. Currently in the blue tent. Man, it just would not be surprising. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. Do you want to close the show by saying anything in particular?
All love. Thank you so much for all the support. I mean, it's another week. If there's still hope. You're 0-5. Mm-hmm. There's still hope. I know. I mean, this is probably the last week that there is truly hope, but there actually still is hope.
Yeah. I'm 0-5 in a dynasty league and I have a win now team, and I still think I can make the playoffs.
There is still hope. I think after next week is like, oh shit, because Biden's hit and it's like, okay, I'm either winning or am I losing and it's okay. I already have it in my heart that I'm losing in week 7. I have everyone on bye week. It's okay. I lost.
Yeah. By the way, if you're 0-5 and you have a win now team in dynasty, if people approach you and say, you obviously need to build for the future, give me this player and I'll give you this. Like, they're not typically trying to help you. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't just give up good players because you're not going to win this year. Like, if you have Jonathan Taylor, Antonio Gibson, Zeke, like these kind of guys, I don't know. Like, just don't trade them away for nothing. Get great value if you're going to go all in on the rebuild. Yeah. All right, guys, good luck this week. Hopefully you get the dub that you need, and we will see you Saturday night. 8 p.m. Sorry, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.